Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Every thought leader has a story that is compelling. Here's the problem. In this ADD world, who is going to stop and read about us? That's where great labels come in. Here's my 1-2 punch for creating an intriguing but not too crazy sentence or phrase that will get folks interested in your work. First up, have something that indicates your approach. No more than 2 words. As I mentioned in the post, great TED examples are activist or ambassadors. People need to know the what here. I've talked about this a lot, but it's really about defining your role. Next up, your territory. Now this is the where. As in, where do you apply your brilliance? This is your focus, so folks not only know what they will get, but also how you use your perspective. Now, here's my favorite oldie but goodie example. Best-selling author and TED speaker Dan Ariely. Now, think about his first sentence in his bio story. He is a behavioral economist who studies irrationality. Now let's break that down. Behavioral economist is that first thing. It's the what. Okay? It sounds authoritative, doesn't it? We may not know exactly what it is, but it sounds impressive. Okay? The second of this 1-2 punch is the territory, his focus. He studies irrationality. Now, this gives him wide berth to talk about all the silly decisions we make, but it's also specific. It's focused. We now know how he applies his background in being a behavioral economist. Now, this has a lot of applications. Think about irrationality in decision making. Corporate America loves to use this dynamic on their customers, which explains why I buy a lot of shoes I really don't need. But also notice that he doesn't focus on industries. Now that's for your sales strategy. By focusing his expertise to a particular area, he's appealing to a wide variety of market segments. Now who we are and where we contribute creates fascination for our perspective. It's the tipping point, so let's be strategic here with this 1-2 punch. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.